The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. On another occasion, Jesus began to teach by the sea. A very large crowd gathered around him, so that he got into a boat on the sea and sat down. And the whole crowd was beside the sea on land. And he taught them at length in parables, and in the course of his instruction, he said to them, "Hear this, a sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seed fell on the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Other seed fell on rocky ground, where it had little soil. It sprang up at once, because the soil was not deep, and when the sun rose, it was scorched, and it withered for lack of roots. Some seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it produced no grain. And some seed fell on rich soil and produced fruit. It came up and grew and yielded 30, 60, and a hundredfold." He added, "Whoever has ears to hear ought to hear." When it was unknown, those present along with the 12 questioned him about the parables. He answered them, "The mystery of the kingdom of God has been granted to you, but to those outside, everything comes in parables, so that they may look and see but not perceive, and hear and listen but not understand, in order that they may not be covered and be forgiven." Jesus said to them, "Do you not understand this parable? Then how will you understand any other parables? The sower sows the word. These are the ones on the path where the word is sown. As soon as they hear, Satan comes at once and takes away the word sown in them. And these are the ones sown on the rocky ground, who, when they hear the word, receive it at once with joy, but they have no roots. They last only for a time. Then when tribulation or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. Those sown among thorns are another sort. They are the people who hear the word, but worldly anxiety, the lure of riches, and the craving for other things intrude and choke the word, that it bears no fruit. But those sown on rich soil are the ones who hear the word and accept it and bear fruit, and bear 30, 60, 100-fold. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
So we just heard the seed is the word of God. Christ is a sower. All comes to him will live forever. Jesus is not only the sower of the seed, he himself is the seed. He is the word of God. That's how we can understand how he said, "Take this, all of you, eat of it. This is my body." Himself, his word, his body, all given to us. Word, listen, by listening, you can take it. His body, commune with him. So body, mind, and spirit, we are one in him. So we are blessed. We have all the preparation that we can live on a daily basis, every moment, just like Him. And we have to thank the Lord. So at times, we're distracted. At times, because of worldly things, we go up aside. But just come back. Jesus knows us. You know, in the Old Testament, the kings, usually, when they have their own palace, they want to build a beautiful temple for the Lord. Even David wanted to do so. But God is not happy. Because God is telling him, what's important is not the place, it's your heart. He always saying to the kings, I always follow you, no matter where you go. Don't just tell people, I'm in the tent, I'm in the temple. I'm in your heart, I'm with you. No matter you fall or you're strong or weak, I am your God. So we have a living God. Of course, the place where we pray is the temple, is the church. But it's more important, we are the church. We are the living stone. We build with our heart, with our body, this living stone. And what Paul is saying, we are one body. Christ the head, we are his limbs. So we are different, but we are one in the Lord.